Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. And this is Anjana Gopika Devadasi. We welcome Mataji in the call. Mataji is giving Chaitanya Charitra Amrita class, Madhya Lila, 25 chapter, 222 onwards. Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 25. Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnanam Yanashalakaya Asturyam Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Papitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Shri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastuti Saptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 25. We are starting from the text number 222. Itha Mahaprabhu Jodi Niladri Chulila Nirjano Bonopathe Jaiti Mahashukhupaila. Translation, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning to Jagannath Puri, he passed through the solitary forest, and he received great pleasure in doing so. So, as we know, in this section, we are hearing wonderful. Already we heard before about the Subuddhi Rai's life story, how he was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan and perform bhajan, naam bhajan. Ultimately, our bhajan means naam bhajan. Two things, Vaishnav Seva and naam bhajan. Prabhu kahe karatumi Vaishnava Sevan Nirantar Karatuni Nam Sankirtan. Two things. It is universal instruction for everyone from Mahaprabhu. And after staying in Prayag for a few days, he came back to Jagannath Puri. So on the way he came passed through the solitary forest. And that forest, again, that Jharikhand forest, while going to Vrindavan, he performed wonderful pastime of giving Harinam Sankirtan or Harinam, Nama and Prema. Both he gave to the animals. Bodies were all, you know, bodies of animals, but Atma was not animal. Atma is never an animal. Atma is conscious, being part and parcel of Krishna. And we know from the previous pastimes that Atma can realize the holy name. As the spiritual person, Atma can realize. My Guru Maharaj was saying in a class that Sanskrit is the language of the soul. One may not understand the meaning of the Sanskrit mantras, but the soul realizes that. Sanskrit mantras have that power. It's a wonderful point. And the holy name of the holy name is Krishna himself. So Atma can come in contact with Krishna and can realize the truth, the relationship and rasa. Our relationship with Krishna, and the soul can react in joy in the form of dancing. Dancing and singing. So we heard a wonderful pastime. So while returning to Jagannath Puri, again he did that. He did that means he met with the animals, and again he chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with the animals. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in doing so. Hare Krishna, I'm hearing some sound. Can you please mute the phone? Thank you. Yeah. Means Hare Krishna. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm just hearing some noise. That person can mute her or his phone. Yeah, I should not be muted. So Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in doing so, because that was Mahaprabhu's mission, to give Nama Prem to everyone. When he chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the prem also comes along with name within the heart. That's why our ultimate bhajan is Nam Bhajan. Ultimate bhajan means at the beginning, middle and end. Nam Bhajan. In Sikshashtaka, Krishna Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam means Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtanam along with the devotees. Sankirtanam means association with the devotees. In the association of the devotees, perform Nam Bhajan, Nam Sankirtan. Param Vijayate. That is most glorious, and there is always victory. Victory for the soul. Soul can be redeemed from this material existence and can be again reinstated in the glorious state of existence, glorious position. So Mahaprabhu derived great pleasure by giving holy name to others and by chanting himself also. So going to the next, 223, Sukhe Choli Aishu Prabhu Balabhadra Sangi Purvabat Mrigadi Sange Koila Nana Ronge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily returned to Jagannath Puri in the company of his servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya. As previously, the Lord performed many pleasing pastimes with the forest animals. So a again, while returning, coming back from Vrindavan to Prayag to Jagannath Puri, he performed the same. Mahaprabhu never missed a chance to perform Sankirtan, Nama Prema Sankirtan Leela. It's eternal pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As whenever I think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Vishvambhara, he is Gaura. He is Vishvambhara, he is maintaining everyone and he is filling the heart of everyone with Nama Prema. And he is Gaura, Gauranga or Gaura. Gaura means Govinda and Radha combined form. More we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we perceive Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we see Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. Radha Madhav and Gauranga. Same. So in the spiritual world in Golaka, this Nama Prema Sankirtan Lila is also eternally going on. So we cannot fathom our good fortune that although we are here in the temporary world, but we are given a chance or given the opportunity by the Lord to enter into eternal life, eternal activities, Nama Sankirtan. And Prema Sankirtan, Nama Prema. See, when it chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or we congregationally chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense, the pain is not far. The name is embodiment of pain. And the manifestation of pain is in the dancing and singing. The soul experiences the freedom from bondage. And in the spiritual world, the devotees also dance with Krishna. Krishna is Natabara, best of dancer. Mahaprabhu also best of dancer. And he makes others also dance without any discrimination. This is Mahaprabhu's special mercy. Even the animals can dance with Mahaprabhu. Even he allows the animals to dance with him because he is not seeing anyone as animal or Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanprastha. And he is seeing the soul, my part and parcel. Just like a father sees his own reflection in the heart of the sun, similarly Krishna or Mahaprabhu sees his own reflection within our heart. That is Paramatma, right? Mahaprabhu seeing himself inside us as Paramatma. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Atma Gura Kesha Sarva Bhuta Shayastita Aham Adishya Madhyamcha Bhuta Nam Anta Evacha. I am the Atma. This Atma is not individual tiny Atma. We are. But Paramatma. Paramatma also sometimes known as Atma. He is present in everyone's heart. An individual soul is never present within it. So he sees that himself within the heart. And also he sees the part and parcel of his own self. That is, individual soul, directly. Body may be the body of animal or Brahman or Kshatriya. Just like in the previous section, we heard the Sukhadirai, got the water sprinkled by the Muslim. So he thought his jati was gone, his caste. He was fallen to Muslim category. And learned Brahman has prescribed him to drink hot ghee so he could give up his body. And then the Hindus can do the could do the final rites. They would touch the body and do the final rites. But Mahaprabhu's prescription was different. Because body may be jati-pati. Body may be of any jati-pati, animal or human. Atma is beyond everything. Atma is nitya, sanatana. Without beginning, without end, eternal. Eternal means without beginning and without end. So how come an atma can be of, you know, any jati, limited by time and space? Atma has one jati, that is Krishna's part and parcel jati. Servants or animals also. So the more we contemplate on this point, more we feel amazing about our own self, about the soul, Atma-gyan, right? And we would never let our soul consciousness be down. We realize the uselessness of identifying ourselves as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, animal, like that. I'm a cat, I'm a dog. Useless. What is useful? Usefulness about the identification of the soul with Krishna as his eternal part and parcel. The sense of kinship with Krishna immediately comes. Right? Remembrance of Krishna immediately comes. Right? That is the success of life. Atma is always liberated. Atma is always transcendental. But where's the problem? Problem is our identification. We don't realize the uselessness of our identification with the material body and the material energy. Right? And usefulness of identifying with Sri Krishna as soul. So this point gives me so much joy. As previously, the Lord performed many pleasing pastimes with the forest animals. So while coming back to Jagannath Puri, again he performed that. So wonderful, so kind. Mahaprabhu is giving us all sorts of chances to be reinstated in a most glorious position as servant of Krishna in the spiritual world. See, but for the soul within this material world is not so good. It's not so glorious, right? Like criminals in the jail. Life is not glorious. Inmates in the jail, unless the inmate again rectifies himself to be an obedient servant of the state, life is not glorious. So similarly, our life. Life is glorious when we are identifying solely and wholly one identification as Krishna's part and parcel. So we have constant connection with Krishna. And we then become eligible to attain back our original glorious position in the spiritual world. And Mahaprabhu is giving us chance. In the spiritual world, Krishna and the devotees are all living together. So in the spiritual world, constant devotee association is there. So similarly, in this world, when Mahaprabhu comes, performs Leela, his interaction with the devotee is a most wonderful thing for us. It's the most special thing about God. Like Krishna, when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, it was not that special thing for Krishna, being God, being omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. This is just natural thing. What is his special quality? That he is attractiveness for the devotees. His affection, his love, his intimacy with the devotees. And the devotees' specialty is their intimacy with Krishna. The interaction, the exchange of rasa, that is the special thing about God. Right? That's the special thing about Braja. And same thing about Navadvip Leela. Krishna's Navadvip Leela is Chaitanya Leela. And Chaitanya's Vrindavan Leela is Krishna Leela. Same Supreme Lord with the devotees exchanging in loving relationship eternally. Krishna is looking for a chance to give himself to come under the control of the devotees in rasa. He surrender. When we surrender ourselves to Krishna, when we give ourselves to Krishna, Krishna takes full opportunity to have a relationship, interaction. Surrender should be real, because for Krishna there is no illusion, right? We can achieve Krishna. It should be genuine. Then Krishna enters into the relationship. As we are eager to enter into a relationship with Krishna and rasa, exchanging in rasa relationship, then Krishna gives full opportunity. So Mahaprabhu is giving us a full opportunity. Mahaprabhu giving us the name means already is giving us the prema for Krishna, but it is us to realize that point. It takes little time for us to realize that what we have obtained from Mahaprabhu as a gift is so way, way precious, way, way valuable that immediately we do not understand. As we become more mature, we realize what Mahaprabhu has given us. And we all know that all those Swamis life stories, right? They were completely dedicated to Mahaprabhu, following everywhere Mahaprabhu. If Mahaprabhu is in Prayag, they are going to Prayag. If Mahaprabhu is in Vrindavan, they are going to Vrindavan. If Mahaprabhu is in Jagannathpuri, they are coming to Jagannathpuri, following everywhere. Like in Vrindavan, all the devotees are following Krishna. In Navadvip Leela, devotees are following Mahaprabhu. Devotees cannot live without Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu also cannot live without the devotees. This is the special thing about God. Not just being all-powerful, all-knowing, all-opulent. Of course, that makes God God. Still, what is the special attractiveness about God? His affection for the devotees, his relationship. So here also we are seeing that how Mahaprabhu is eager to have devotees association. So now 224, we completed the 223. Now 224. Athano nalate ashi bhattacharya brahmane pathaiya bolaila nijo bhaktagane. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the place known as Atharanala near Jagannath Puri, he sent Balabhadra Bhattacharya to call for his devotees. See, that's so wonderful. Mahaprabhu could not live alone, although he was a sannyasi. Actually, how Supreme Lord can be a sannyasi? Living alone. He is everything. He is also his devotee. He is completely awakened, alive in the hearts of the devotee. Right? Paramatma feature is not actively interacting. But when we surrender into Krishna, give ourselves to Krishna and enter into a relationship, then Paramatma becomes Krishna and becomes completely awakened. Either Krishna is to be awakened in our heart, or we should be awakened to Krishna. Actually, both happen. Both happen. So Krishna without devotees, we cannot imagine. Gopo gopi poribrito kamalanayan Vrindavane bonachari madana mohan Gopo gopi poribrito kamalanayan. In Vrindavan, Madan Mohan or Krishna is always surrounded by his loving devotees. In Navadvip also, Mahaprabhu is always surrounded by his loving devotees, associates. And as soon as he reached Atharanala, a place nearby Jagannath Puri, he sent his servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, to call the devotees. And devotees were waiting for that call. They're waiting for Mahaprabhu to come back, because next we'll see by seeing Mahaprabhu, their consciousness was returned to their body. Just like in Dwarka we hear, right, when Sri Krishna used to go to Hastinapur or some other places, so the Dwarkavasis and his queens and family members, they were like that, as if half dead, or half dead means life already, about to leave, and body was almost dead. Means there's no interest in anything. There's no life, means no inspiration even for living when Krishna was not there. This is called love. Without Krishna, life has no value. Life has no interest to live. A devotee loses all interest, even to live. But again, a devotee is having always a hope. Oh, Krishna would come back, would come back. Mahaprabhu would come back. See, this is in his pastimes, Mahaprabhu was showing the definition of love in practical. How the devotee was related to Mahaprabhu in love, how their consciousness was completely absorbed in the thought of Mahaprabhu in love. Just like a businessman's heart is absorbed in the business, right? How to make more profit. Right. A businessman is never free from the thought of making profit in his business. How to expand his business, how to make it flourishing business, right? A businessman, whether he is eating or going around or sleeping or talking all the time, he thinks about the business. Similarly, a devotee also like that. Heart has been given to Krishna and always thinking of Krishna. Maybe eating, maybe sleeping, maybe doing this or doing that, but always thinking of Krishna. And Krishna is also reciprocating. Mahaprabhu also reciprocating, because in the absence of Mahaprabhu, devotees were like almost dead. So Mahaprabhu already sent the message that already he has reached in Atharanala. soon he would be in Jagannath Puri. So 225, Shuniya Bhaktiragano Jano Punarupi Jila Dehe Prano Aile Jano Indriya Uthila. Hearing news of the Lord's arrival from Balabhadra Bhattacharya, hordes of devotees became so happy that they seemed to be getting their lives back. It was as though their consciousness had returned to their bodies. Their senses also became agitated. This is love. This is called love of Godhead. Unbelievable, right? But one thing is sure, we may think it is impossible, but for the soul it is possible. We have to be very faithful person. Means, yes, it is possible. And Mahaprabhu showed the process in his Sikshastakam. Nama Bhajan, Nam Sankirtan is the process. And with the proper consciousness. And we see the proper consciousness of the devotee. So as we are practicing in Krishna, you know, the Krishna consciousness, we should set a goal. This is my goal. We have a loving relationship with Krishna. Then if the goal is strong, avidya is also strong, you know. In Bhagavad Gita, we know one wonderful verse. In chapter 2, and text number, I think, 66, let me see. Wonderful point Sri Krishna spoke. We should not forget about it. Because as we heard so wonderfully about Samanda, Avideya, and Prayojana in details, right? We heard. Right? Means taking required, right? In everything. Taking are required for our practice in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Also, we need to have a goal. That goal. Strong goal. Yeah, I got that. That in chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita, verse number 66, Krishna says, Nasti buddhir ayuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana na cha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kuta sukham. Krishna says, one who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? And the purport, wonderful point the Prabhupada says, yes, connectedness should be there, right? Some of the connectedness should be there. And Prabhupada says, when the mind has no goal, the mind cannot have peace. See here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, and friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. Therefore, one who is engaged without a relationship with Krishna is certainly always in distress and is without peace. However much he make a show of peace and spiritual advancement in life, Krishna consciousness is a self-manifested, peaceful condition which can be achieved only in relationship with Krishna. Wonderful text and wonderful. We should read this verse, chapter 266, along with the purport. Then we can realize beautifully about what is Krishna consciousness. We should always have a strong goal. Otherwise, with every situation, we'll be agitated. We'll be disturbed. We cannot perform steady devotion. It's very difficult. If the mind is not peaceful, how can we progress in spiritual life? How can we perform, render devotional service? How can we be a pure devotee? How can we practice pure devotion? So set the goal. Setting the goal is very important. By hearing about the lives of the devotees, by hearing about their attitude, their level of consciousness, their standard of consciousness, we desire to have that goal. Therefore, these past tense are very important to hear. Moreover, Krishna's Chaitanya Lila and Chaitanya's Krishna Lila, Krishna's Navadvip Lila and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Lila, then we realize devotees cannot live without Krishna, Krishna cannot live without the devotees. So this verse says a lot. 225. See, Krishna is unlimited. So there are unlimited angles to realize Krishna's point. But even one element, one point sticks to our consciousness, then our life is successful. Same verse can be explained, elaborated. In many ways, unlimited ways, because Krishna is unlimited. But like we heard, right, Atmaram Bhras, the Mahaprabhu explained 61 types. Krishna is unlimited. So there are unlimited angles of view. And the level of consciousness are also varying. But the point is, we cannot, because we are so limited, we cannot go on and, you know, hearing a lot of information, having a lot of information, hearing Krishna Leelas, and can remember all, cannot. But even one point, one element, one angle sticks to the consciousness, that's enough for our success to become a pure devotee of God. Practice a very steady Krishna consciousness. That helps us to practice Krishna consciousness very steadily. So that is the point. Well, because this, nowadays we've been hearing a lot of classes. And I see, more than one or two classes to go on hearing, may not remember much. But if we remember one or two classes very attentively and find some very striking point, striking points that helps us, internalize and practice steadily in our lives. very, very means we have to stick to the point to progress. Like a creeper needs a support, strong support, right, to progress, to growing up. So we need. One point may not help everyone, because everyone is, unique. All of us is very unique. So one thing may inspire me a lot. Same thing may not inspire others a lot, but something else. Krishna is so kind. That's why his accents are so multi. Various, or multi-dimensional, or multiple kinds. But it's all within the five wrappers. Chanto, Dasya, Dasya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Within, unlimited, going on, interaction. Rasa. A rasa is Krishna. Akhila rasa amrita sindhu, rasa vaisaha. What is rasa? The soul's pleasure or through the relationship. This feeling, that sentiment, that emotion belongs to the soul. If you keep two stones together, they would not interact, do they? No. There's no feeling, right? A boulder cannot express any feeling. Another boulder, two boulders together, do they interact? Never. Do they have any relationship like friendship, parentalship, parenthood, or conjugal love? Two cars, no. Two machines together. But the living soul has that. A living soul is capable of, having a relationship, interact with the other soul. Soul to soul. That's why it is called soul to soul relationship, soul to soul interaction. Because, in the material energy, within the, 24 elements, it's not. The soul is not there, so these interactions or rasas are not there. So rasa is Krishna. Friendship is Krishna. So your servitorship is Krishna. Matsalya rasa, that is Krishna. Conjugal rasa, Krishna. Rasa is Krishna, and Krishna is tasting rasa and giving also rasa. He is rasa personified, embodiment of rasa. Also, he is tasting. Also, he is allowing us to taste the rasa. So here, that's the point here, consciousness. This 225 text saying that hearing news of the Lord's arrival from Balabhadra Bhattacharya, hordes of devotees became so happy. All the devotees were so happy. How much they were happy? That they seemed to be getting their life back. The life was almost gone. They were half dead, or almost dead. The consciousness of life, of the life, is Krishna. We are part and parcel of the transcendence. Transcendence is consciousness. Consciousness. So Krishna is attracting our consciousness. So if Krishna is away, means consciousness also has gone with him like that. Body has no power to act unless this consciousness is back or life is back. or life is there. And Krishna is the life of all life. Means Atma of all Atmas. Atma means the spiritual body. And Krishna is within the spiritual body. The spiritual body means the servant of Krishna, relationship. The spiritual body thrives, is alive, in the relationship with Krishna. That is rasa, you know. Rasa means also liquid, you know. Like a tree cannot live just in the being in the earth. It needs rasa, means water. Water. The tree can thrive in, you know, with the water. Water is absolutely important. Similarly, for the spiritual body to thrive, the soul to thrive, to live, to remain alive, the rasa is required. And this rasa is known as relationship with Krishna. They're so absorbed. There's a gap between devotee and Krishna. The total consciousness is connected with the totality of consciousness, totality of existence, Krishna. They are not aware of anything else other than Krishna. So this is our goal. To become a, you know, devotee like that. It was as though their consciousness has returned to their bodies. So it was not there before, now it has come back. So their senses also become agitated, alive. The lives are centered around Krishna. That is the point. Anukillena Krishnanu Shilanam. Do everything, think everything, speak everything, act in a way by centering Krishna in the middle. Means Krishna is the center of all relationships. Sambandha. So, Sambandha with your present goes simultaneously. Three things go simultaneously. Krishna is my goal, relationship is my goal, avideya is everything for Krishna. Krishna is the center of relationship. Sambandha. Sambandha, avideya, prayojan. Without these three things, you cannot have any spiritual life. Even for the material life. Right? To achieve, to obtain anything, I must have a goal. And try to achieve the goal. Why? Because I'm part of that, you know, goal. For anything, you need three elements. Sambandha, vidya, prayojana. We learn it from Radharani. We learn it from all the devotees, six Goswamis. We are known as Upanugas, the followers of Goswamis, especially the Rupa Goswami. He's the Avideya Acharya. He gave us the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He was trained by Mahaprabhu, instructed by Mahaprabhu. So for our spiritual success, we have to follow Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sambandha Acharya. He gave us Sambandha Jnana. Jive Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. Mahaprabhu spoke this verse to Sanatana. Goal is same. That is absolute necessary. Without the rasa, we cannot live. In this world, whatever rasas or relationships are there, they are all reflection, perverted reflection, inferior reflection of the reality, the spiritual world. Spiritual world, Krishna is the only Vishaya, everyone is Ashraya. Object of our love, Krishna, only one. And millions, all the devotees are the Vishaya, receptacle of our love for Krishna. Srimati Radharani is the original Ashraya. Krishna is Vishaya, we are all Ashraya. So in the spiritual world, everything is working in harmony. Harmoniously with Krishna. Because Krishna is the only Vishaya and everyone is Ashraya. In the material world, thousands of Vishayas, thousands of Ashraya. Everyone is the enjoyer. Everyone is the controller. Everyone wants to control something for enjoyment. So that's why I always conflict. And no peace. So, as the devotees of the spiritual world are acting, we have to follow them. As we are hearing again and again, to enter into Vrindavan Leela, we have to follow the residents of Vrindavan. Similarly, when we want to enter Navadvip Leela, that is Krishna Leela, of course, we have to follow the footsteps of the devotees or associates of Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis. As we are hearing again and again, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are also following Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu, wherever Mahaprabhu going, and Mahaprabhu also calling them back and giving his association. Right? That is real love, life. So when we follow in the footsteps of the devotees or associates of Mahaprabhu, then we enter into Navadvip Leela. And entering into Navadvip Leela means we are fully qualified to enter into Vrindavan Leela too. Who is Mahaprabhu? He is Radha Krishna combined form. So we are also following the residents of Vrindavan, right? Radha and Krishna. They are the original residents of Vrindavan. So we are following, always we are following Radha and Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu. And the devotees of Mahaprabhu are also residents of Vrindavan because they are also following the same Radha Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The more we follow the instructions of Mahaprabhu, here Chaitanya and Chaitamrita follow the footsteps, following the footsteps of Mahaprabhu's associates, and so you become fully qualified to enter into eternal leelas of Vrindavan. And this is sure process. And the foremost instruction is Nam Bhajan, Etadarpana Marjana. Bhava Mahadhava Agni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chalikaritaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritasvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Kirtanam. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We have covered up to 225. All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Is there any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is Kash Mataji. Thank you. Does anybody have any question or comment for Mataji?
Hare Krishna. I hope everyone is hearing me, right?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the very, very beautiful class, very nice verses and very nice explanation, as always, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. As usual, very very inspiring class. How nicely you are narrating, Mataji. Koti koti dhanvat
pranam. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada, Srila
Gurudev. Thank you so much.
Mataji, pray for all of us. You are staying in Sridham Mayapur Dham that we are qualified to enter by the mercy of Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani in Sridham Mayapur Dham and Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Yeah, Sridham Mayapur means, as you know, Mahaprabhu said to Subhadi Rai, go to Vrindavan and chant always the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. At the point, living in Mahaprabhu means, you should chant, we have to chant all the time. And that's the same, as Subhadi Rai did that, right? He did Vaishnava Seva and chanting incessantly Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, two things. Krishna Seva means in the form of Vaishnava Seva and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra chant. So living in Mahaprabhu means it's a great responsibility. Always chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and serving the devotees. So this is spiritual life. In the spiritual world, in the Vrindavan, what is going on? Everyone is glorifying in singing and dancing as Krishna, right? Chanting Krishna's name and singing Krishna's in pastimes, glory, and serving each other and serving Krishna, right? Devotee association, serving the devotees and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, Vrindavan means also Navadvip Dham, same instruction. It's a great responsibility. All it is wonderful. Yes. All please bless me so the same principle I can follow here. Chant Nirantar without any gap. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and render devotional service to the devotees. These two things are my goal. That's for sure. Please bless me. Please keep me in your prayer. So I can obtain this goal.
Keep us in your prayer and we also spend our retired life in Sridham Vrindavan Dham or Shishi Mayapur Dham, Mataji. Mataji, can you please sing one bhajan for all of us? Please for me, if you are not tired.
This time, 8:30 to 9:30 is fine. In the winter time, it is from 9:30 to 10:30.
Only two stanza.
Okay, my battery of the phone is down. Okay, let me sing a little bit. Because Gita is song, everything is song. Chaitanya Charitamrita, we actually sing. When we read the verses, we actually sing, what is there? Small thing. Because I read that book, Bhakti Giti Sanchayini in Bengali. Oh, it has all the bhajans of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, So all are really beautiful. Where is that? Tori bulbu at Madan Mohan Irupoko Tori bulbu at Madan Mohan Irupoko এই রূপিতে ব্রজের পথে চলিব গো আমি এই রূপিতে ব্রজের পথে চলিব গো হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন ফেরিব গো হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন ফেরিব গো যাব গো ব্রজেন্দ্রপুর, হব গোপীর পায়ের নূপুর, নূপুর হয়ে রুনু ঝুনু বাজিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। রাধা কৃষ্ণের রূপ মাধুরী দেখিব দু নয়ন ভরি, নিকুঞ্জের দ্বারের দ্বারী রহিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। বিপিনে বিনোদ খেলা সঙ্গে তেরা খালের মেলা, তাবের চরণের ধুলা মাখিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। ব্রজবাসী তোমরা সাবে এ অভিলাষ পুরাও হেবে, আর কবে কৃষ্ণের বাঁশি শুনিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। এ দেহ অন্তিম কালে রাখবো সে যমুনার জলে, এ দেহ অন্তিম কালে রাখবো সে যমুনার জলে, জয় রাধে গোবিন্দ ও জয় রাধে গোবিন্দ বলে ভাসিব গো, জয় রাধে গোবিন্দ বলে ভাসিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। কহে নরোত্তম দাস না পুরিল অভিলাষ, আর কবে ব্রজে বাস করিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন বলিব গো, হরিব গো হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। এই রূপিতে ব্রজের পথে চলিব গো, এই রূপিতে ব্রজের পথে চলিব গো, হরি বলব আর মদন মোহন হরিব গো। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। নিতাই গুর হরি বল হরি বল, হরি বল নিতাই গুর হরি বল, জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ, জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ, জয় জয় গুরুদেব গুরুদেব গুরুদেব, জয় জয় গুরুদেব। এই গুরু নিতাই গৌর,
ভেরি বিউটিফুল মাতাজি, নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে, হরি হরি বল, জয় জয় শ্রী রাধে শ্যাম, জয় মাতাজি,
হরি হরি বল, বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়।
থ্যাংক ইউ মাতাজি,
কোটি
কোটি দণ্ডবত প্রণাম,
হরি কৃষ্ণ।
Can you read the meaning, Mataji, of this bhajan?
Oh, I see. Yeah, his book is totally Bengali book. So, Narottam Das Thakur was praying that it is my wish, Hari Bolbo, I'll chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Madan Mohan Hari Bogo. And my goal is to see darshan of Madan Mohan in Vrindavan. Means while traveling toward Vrindavan, I'll be chanting all the way Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Ei rupite brojer pathe chole jabo. In this way, I'll be traveling toward Vrindavan. And then he says, Jabo go Brajendrapur. Brajendrapur means Vrindavan. Brajendra Nandan is Krishna. Habo Gopi Pai Nopo. This is my goal. I want to be the anchored bell or anklet, you know, of the Gopi's lotus feet. Narottam Das is speaking. Habo Gopi Pai Nopo. Pile. Main banunga pile. Pile means ankle. Anklet or ankle bell of the Gopi's lotus feet. Nupurwe Vino Juno Bhaji by becoming pile or ankle bell, I'll be all day long will be singing. Vino Juno. I'll make sweet sound. Radha Krishna Rupma Dhuri Dekhi Vono Dunayan Guri. And in Vrindavan, the beautiful darshan of Shri Radha Krishna, I'll see with my loving heart, I'll go on drinking the nectar of their beauty through my eyes, and I'll fill my heart with the nectarian beauty of the beauty of the Shri Radha Krishna. Nikunja is Darir Darir Rohibugo, and I'll be the doorkeeper of the Nikunja of Vrindavan. Inside will be Radha Krishna, and I'll be having beautiful darshan of Shri Radha Krishna, beautiful their form. Bipine Binodo Khala, Sangete Rakhalar Mela, Pavir Charane Dhuli Maki Bogo. And in the evening time, all the coward boys will come home through their working, on the dust, there will be a dust storm. And I will smear my whole body with the dust of the lotus feet of all the covered boys when they come back after the whole day out in the forest. Brajavasi Tumra Swami E Obhilash Pura Vede. Oh, my dear residents of Brajabasi, please fulfill my desire that I want to be the resident of Vrindavan, and this will be my service. First, I want to be the anchored bell of the lotus feet of the Gopi, and then I will be the doorkeeper of the Nikunja, and I'll have the beautiful darshan of Shri Radha Krishna, and then he says, Arkave Krishna Bashi Shunibugo. And my eagerness is to hear the beautiful flute sound of Krishna's flute, Bashi. Yadiho Untim Kale Rakhobo Shri Jovana Jale. When my body will be finished, means when I leave this body, my wish is, please, immerse this body into Yamuna. Jara de Govinda bole bhashi bugo. And the body will float in the Yamuna water and will sing Jai Radhe Govinda. Kahi Narottamodas, Napurilo Obhilash, Arkavi Bhaje Bhash Kori Bogo. And Narottam Das Thakur is praying, saying, this desire has not been fulfilled yet. I'm just waiting when that day will come that I'll be the resident of Vrindavan. Okay? So this is the bhajan. It's called Lalasa. Lalasa means deep desire for living in Vrindavan and serving the Lord Shri Shri Radha Govinda in the association of the Gopi. Okay? Alright. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam.
Koti koti dhanyavad. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Now we can pay to all the devotees. Vansakalpadaruvesa kripa sindhudevata patita nama
pavadevata. Ananta koti vashnabindati jaya. Chaitanya Chaitanya Mita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gopi Manam.